Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you early Friday morning, a little earlier than we do our shows, but I'm excited about this because I got my man, CJ Ruthless from CJ Ruthless Sports. Does a hell of a job. You've seen interviews with him. He interviews prospects every single year. I remember, I got to give you some props first. I'm sorry, CJ. When you had the Spencer Burford, you were the first one on him. You nailed that completely. This season, you've had David Walker, Zeke Biggers, Ja Joyner, a lot of 49ers targets. CJ, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, doing so well, man. I'm flattered by that. I mean, yeah, Spencer Burford, I don't think anybody knew who he was.
Yeah, you nailed it. The UTSA Roadrunners, baby. And I'm excited about today's show. Now, if you haven't heard of CJ or you don't follow CJ, he is huge on TikTok. CJ Ruthless Sports.
I got issues.
But I'm excited about today's show because, one, you know the prospects, literally, personally. You talk to them all the time. I think that's huge. And so I wanted to be able to do a battling kind of, not really battling mock draft, but a mock draft where you and I kind of jump in. We go through the 49ers. And, man, I had one of my listeners, James F., he says, is there a way you could do an episode where you go right into the mock draft and then talk afterwards? Usually we go the other way around. But I said, you know what? Why not? Let's do this. So we're going to do even a different site. Usually I do the PFF and all that stuff, but today we're going to be over just to try to give a little bit different look. We're going to be over on NFL mock draft database. Let me get the screen up here. Here we go. We're going to be doing a full 7-round mock draft over there. So here is kind of the idea. We're going to alternate picks. And I want to get, you know, I want to get your idea on trade-ups and all that stuff and some of these different prospects. Now, before we start this draft, are there any prospects that you would be willing to trade up for? If somebody falls to like 7 or 8, is there somebody that you'd be like, you know what? This is somebody I really, really want to pursue and worth giving up extra picks to jump up and get them.
Well, I feel like his stock's already moving up. So I would say Ahmad Mimbu would be the one guy because I feel like he can be a starter from day one. That would be my main target.
Yeah, we could use him anywhere, whether it's guard, tackle, right tackle, left tackle, doesn't matter. Just such a clean prospect. All right, let's get started. And I always got to do this just because – oh, goodness, they had Kyle McCord go early. We're restarting this draft. This ain't going to happen. If they do another crazy one like that, I'm going to jump over to PFF. So, PFF, all right, let's try that again. Kyle McCord ain't going top three. Let's try that again. I want a realistic look. Let's go mock draft database. All right, here we go. So, we're pulling it down. I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of mock draft database, but Brady Cook and Kyle McCord are not going top three. And
go
so
PFF, man.
I tried, and this is the problem with live shows, right? Like I tried to give a different look and whatever else, but we're just not there yet. That's okay.
I tried the pro football one.
That one's rough because I hate, like, whenever I see people do the pro football reference one, I'll see like Derek Harmon in the third round, and like I feel like the best looking mock drafts come from that one. But I just can't stand those rankings. So here we are. We're back over at PFF. Let's get started. Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Ashton Jeanty, Tyler Warren, Armon Mimbu. Your guy went number six. And so Mason Graham, you're not interested in trading up for Mason Graham.
Do you want to move up for that guy? Because he can really fix that run defense if you want him.
I think he could. Eight is kind of where I would wait. Shedeur Sanders went seven. I am 100% content moving up for Mason Graham. And I think that this kind of adds to it too, CG, is, you know, Logan says you got to get nine starters.
No pressure. But if you want Mason Graham, you got to get him.
And so would you be willing to offer, like, okay, would you offer a third round pick to jump up to get him? Now, Pro Football Focus says they would take that. So you would give up 11 and pick 100 to jump up to pick eight. Now, maybe we could get something back. There we go. Pick 114.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Man, that just doesn't make sense on the trade scale, though. So, like, here's where I'm always struggling. I really like this trade from a 49ers standpoint, but there is no way a team would drop out of the top 10 for that type of, like, okay, I'm going to say 140. I'm going to try to make it realistic. So here,
okay, that's realistic.
Offer. Carolina Panthers are going to give us 8 and 140. The 49ers are going to give up 11 and 100. So we're jumping up three spots, but we're falling back 40. I think that this is a little bit more realistic. I don't even think we could get back 140, but it says an 85% chance of this trade. I would love Mason Graham. Offered it. They accepted it.
Mason Graham.
I'm pumped. I'm excited now. So we got Mason Graham to start. Instantaneous. You said run defense automatically approved, guaranteed starter day one. Now we're to round two. What positions, what type players are you hoping fall to us at pick 43?
Well, I got to see what's available because, you know, it really depends on which guy comes to mind because some of them do slide at as first rounders. You never know.
Here we go. So the big board, I'll run through it quick. Demetrius Knight, linebacker, Tyleek Williams, Trey Amos, corner, Maxwell Harrison, Siobhan Reville, Princely Umaminyelen, Braden Swinson, Jaden Higgins, Cam Scataboo. He ran a 4.65
at the pro day.
A little slower. I think he's going to drop. I can't see him going in round two.
I don't see that happening.
JT Tumaleo, Swissinger, Quinshon Judkins. Lots of players. Is there a certain position you want me to look at by any chance?
Ooh, okay. So I don't think offensive lineman's the top of the board right there. So you know which guy I'm going to probably want to get, if I'm being honest. No, actually, I want Donovan Jackson because you want versatility. You want a guy who can play guard and tackle, and he can be ready. He can play any of those spots. And I like what I've saw from Ohio State when Simmons was injured. He stepped in and played really, really well.
Dude, I'm just going to be really honest with you right now, CG. This might be my favorite mock draft I've already done, and we're only two picks in. Donovan Jackson, I have a first-round grade on. Now, pick 43, somebody's going to fall. Because, you know, whether it's – we're going to take Donovan Jackson, but I want to spend a second. Like, Tyleek Williams, okay, I think probably second round. Trey Amos, I could see going in the first round. I really, really could. JT Tumalau, I could see in the back end of the first round. There are some guys at pick 43 that are going to be there that I think could help. And so we traded up for Mason Graham. Now we're going to get Donovan Jackson sitting here. I've got a first round grade. Oh, I freaking love this, man.
Versatility is important.
I think the trenches too. Yeah. The fact that, you know, we're building in the trenches and we're focusing on, you know, Donovan Jackson. You plug him in at left guard. He starts week one. If you have an injury at tackle, you kick him to tackle. Trent Williams retires after this season, you kick him to tackle. Is he your prototypical left tackle? No. But when Josh Simmons got injured,
he stepped in.
He stepped in and was incredible in those playoffs. I mean, they don't win the national championship without him. So what are your thoughts real quick just on pairing Mason Graham and Donovan Jackson back-to-back? I feel like this is awesome.
Well, that would be a slam dunk right there.
Gosh, man.
This might be my favorite fantasy football dream right here.
Now we're picking 75, third round, but we don't pick again until 113 because we traded that 100 and fell back. So let's see the big board. Let's see what we got. We got Dylan Sampson.
I love me some Mason Taylor right there, but we'll see.
Love Mason Taylor. Chris Paul Jr., Marcus Bow, Terrence Ferguson, Josh Farmer, Jordan Phillips, Trey Harris, Elijah Roberts, Jordan Wilson, Winston Jr., RJ Harvey, Jalen Noel. I love Jalen Noel. Jonah Savin. I doubt we would go. Do you think the 49ers would go two offensive linemen early? Do you think they have room for it?
I'd be surprised.
I would too. DJ Giddens, love Jalen Royals. Good Lord. There are a lot of players. Savion Williams, Makuba, Charles Grant, Belton, David Walker, your guy. Tell us a little bit about David Walker and your time with him.
Well, he's got great character traits. Like, even for his size, he's a good run stopper, and he's very disruptive. Even though he's about 6 foot or 6 foot one, 260, but he plays a lot better than what his size indicates. Like, the competition, people were kind of concerned about, but when he did at the Senior Bowl, he dominated. And I feel like if you sleep on this guy, they're going to pay. I feel like he's kind of like James Harrison in a way.
Ooh, that's a 6'1", 263. Yeah, that's a James
Harrison. He modeled his game after a guy like James Harrison. And you know what his nickname is? He told me this nickname was the Terminator.
Oh, I'm adding that to my notes. I love that. I remember when T2 came out, one of my favorite movies of all time. One of the best soundtracks, too. Now, do you think third round's a little early for him? Or do you think fourth round is probably where he should land? You look at PFF has him ranked 100th overall. Where do you think he should be slotted at?
If you're going to take a chance, more than likely he's probably going to be gone at 113, but I'd be shocked if he's still there.
Yeah. Here's my Harold Fannin Jr., one of my favorite players in this draft. Like, there, Dewan Walker, Jeffrey Bosa. Here's my problem. Anytime I do a mock draft by myself or with anybody, I get to the third round and there's 10 guys I love. So, I don't know. Is there somebody here that you're just like, I know it's probably my turn to pick, but I don't care. I value your opinion. Is there somebody here where you're like, I got to get them, or should we look to trade back? Because I have 10 names I love here at pick 75.
Well, Mason Taylor and Chris Paul are guys I got to have, if I'm being honest.
Got to have them. So if we traded back here and we did not get Mason Taylor or Chris Paul, you would be disappointed.
Yeah, but I'm not really – I can live with whatever we got because, I mean, it'd be nice to get somebody to compliment with Fred Warner. It'd be nice to get Kittle a guy who could be a number one tight end.
Yeah, I'm looking at the people that want to trade. The Saints at 93, that's falling back too far. Browns at 94, too far. Chiefs, 95. Panthers, 100. So we would fall back 20-plus picks. Those are the only people that are – available or teams that want to trade back. So, and I think that this could be an issue with the 49ers when they're on the clock in this draft is, man, you either trade back real far. There's not a lot of just fall back, a couple picks. Now, I like Mason Taylor's not my next tight end. I have Harold Fannin, but I always take Harold Fannin. So I want to spend some time. Tell me why you like Mason Taylor so much.
He's kind of more of a fit and he's a mismatch. Like, there's a lot of ways you can use him, and not just because he's Jason Taylor's son, but like, the more you watch his game, he can make a lot of spectacular catches. Like, if you draft a tight end, some of them usually have some struggles in the early part, but I feel like he'll get better as the season goes on. Like, his blocking will get better. It's just the more coaching he gets, the better. I feel like his upside is going to be a lot better at the next level.
Yeah, and I think he's probably a guy that goes round two, to be honest with you. I think he's very, very good. My comp for him is, the way that he runs his routes, Zach Ertz, but a better blocker already. So I really do like Mason Taylor. I would love this pick here. I would like to trade back, but I don't want to fall back 20-plus spots. I do think the Niners need that move piece tight end. They don't have that. And you didn't get that with Farrell. Obviously, you have it with Kittle. He's the do-it-all guy. But you need that space creator. I'm fine Mason Taylor in the third round. I'm very, very happy with that. So here we go. Tight end.
Ooh, man, Mason. That's my pick right there. And I didn't even have to choose it.
Hey, you talked me into it. Now, CG, before we get to the next pick, will you tell us about SeatGeek? I've been using SeatGeek for years. I've saved so much money using those guys. Talk to us about your partnership with them.
Oh, yeah. SeatGeek, you know, it's been a sponsor for the last couple of years, but if you guys want to save $20 on your first purchase, use the promo code CGRoofless, man. I mean, yeah, for any sporting event or 49er games in general, just use my promo code and you'll save $20.
And it's CGRoofless, right? No spaces?
No spaces, just all together.
Oh, I love it. Now, this draft, which I'm loving the way this draft is going so far. If you look at our three picks, Mason Graham, Donovan Jackson, Mason Taylor, we kind of, all these are value picks because Mason Graham should have went top five. Donovan Jackson should have went in the first. Mason Taylor should have went in the second. We are hitting value picks nonstop. Now, if you want to go to the draft party, man, we got you days one and day two. I am so excited. The 49ers Rush Road Trip is heading into year six. We started back in 2019, and we're coming home to the Bay Area. For the draft, we're going to be live downtown in the North Beach area at the historic Broadway Studios for day one and day two of the NFL draft. So come join us. We're going to have join the faithful live broadcast of draft picks as they are coming in live time with full TVs. We got big screens. We've got trivia. We've got giveaways and much, much more. Doors will open one day before or 1 hour before the draft starts on both days. And if you're coming from work, no worries. If your ticket, you buy your ticket, automatic guaranteed entrance, show up whenever you can. Kids get in free. And if you are struggling trying to get your youngsters to be more on board with the 49ers or the draft or whatever, bring them out to an event. They get in free with a ticketed adult, and we make sure our entire team knows kids come first. Every single youngster leaves with something tangible that they can tie to this experience. Come give it a shot. Tickets are currently only $20 for each day. That's it. We're not trying to make a lot of money on this. We're just trying to build a wonderful experience. So go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get your tickets today for day one and day two of the NFL draft. Prices will go up, but with where they are right now, just $20 a piece and kids get in free. Join us, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. All right, we are back on the board. CG is in charge. We got Mason Graham, Donovan Jackson, and Mason Taylor. Two Masons. All right, we got two Masons.
Yeah, two Masons in the draft for sure.
So here we go. We got two trade opportunities. Let's look at those just real quick. We're picking 113. So the Chargers pick 125. That's dropping back 12 spots. Or the Texans dropping back to 166. Probably too far. But let's go over the big board. Kaiman Rucker. Ooh, Femi Oladejo. We do not have an edge. Jonas Sanker. Aeneas Peebles. Gunnar Helm. We already got our tight end. Kobe Bryant. Jamari Caldwell. Another defensive tackle. Quandarius Robinson. Melo Dotson. Riley Leonard. Baron Sorrell. Jalen Rivers. J.J. Pegues. Noel Williams. Ooh, Jadon Blue. What are your thoughts on the running back class? We know Shanahan's going to draft one.
But what do I think of it? It's pretty deep class. I think when we look at the next running back, we know that Shanahan's going to get one, but it's going to probably be maybe around this spot or maybe a little later. Yeah. I'm hoping maybe day three at the latest.
That's what I'm hoping too. I hope he doesn't get too antsy. But yeah, you've got, let's see, let's keep going through it. Brandon Crenshaw, Dixon, the tackle, Barrett Carter, Willie Lampkin, Dylan Gabriel, Bashil Tootin. Ahmad Hassan, is there any position you want me to filter on or anybody you see here or trade back? What are you feeling?
I feel like we do need a pass rusher, and I know that there's a lot of – I know the Niners have met with this UCLA kid so much, but all I see is like too much of a project, if I'm being honest. But he does have the potential to be a breakout player, but
– he was a linebacker. They bumped him up to edge – just last year, Femi Oladejo, player, smart kid, but it's a projection pick for sure.
Projection, but honestly, for the long term, you're going to need another cornerback to be for like going forward. Kobe Bryant is just too damn good to pass. Like, this guy has confidence. What I like in a cornerback is somebody who will talk his game and back up his, his game. So I know this sounds crazy. I would have to choose between Oladejo or Kobe Bryant. Those are the two guys I like. But
Niners met with both of them. So you are always in tune with the Niner fits, and I got to give you props for that. So, you know, they met with Kobe Bryant at the combine. They met with Femi Oladejo, I think, twice.
Yeah.
Edge or corner?
But they do like Femizajo, whatever. I don't know how you say his name, but
Femi Oladejo. Yeah.
That's hard to say, but they do need a pass rusher. They need somebody with speed. But you know what, man? I'm just gonna take the best value because I want that one cornerback to talk his smack. But I'm not going by what the Niners want. I think they're gonna go with Kobe Bryant. I want a guy who's confident, doesn't lack.
Yeah, he's played a lot. He's tough as hell. He's not the fastest guy. 6'1", 180. Definitely tough. He fits that Niners mold. 74 tackling grade. He is tough, versatile, and perfect outside corner with the way that he played at Kansas. And we know the Niners always go back to schools, right? So you got Dominique Pooney at Kansas last year. You know the coaching staff. You trust the coaching staff. You've gone through a lot of the tape. That makes sense. And, you know, we're looking at our first four picks. Mason Graham, Donovan Jackson, Mason
Looking
Taylor,
for starters
Kobe
from
Bryant.
Day one, not some guys on the bench.
Ooh, there we go. So now we are at pick 138. Now we have kind of back-to-back picks here because when we traded back or traded up for Mason Graham, we got pick 140. So we got 138, 140, 147. A lot of guys, we have a trade here. Falling back to 154. Let's see who's available first. Rashad Smith. Now we're in the range of running backs. Quick, speed. Savion Williams. We don't have an edge yet. Let's see. Ajene Cornett. I don't think we're going tight end or tackle again. Jaquizz Hunter. Man, I like these guys. Billy Bowman, you're an OU guy. I won't hold that against you. Tell me real quick about how you feel about Billy Bowman.
Well, he can play. He's got versatility. He can play, besides safety, he can play some nickel, and he's good in coverage. Like, he's really a guy that can get the – he's got a knack for the ball. He's not afraid of tackling. I mean, if you watch his tape, man, he – I mean, sure, your safety from Texas, Makubu, might be the best of the best, but Billy Bowman's not too far off.
There we go. And, you know, I think he fits what the 49ers want. My problem with safeties – is they signed so many and they're all kind of that speed special teams. Like, I would not be shocked if they don't draft a safety, but I really like Billy Bowman, despite him, you know, having that OU logo next to him. That's okay. That's okay. Khalil Mullins, you got Luke Conjure, Pat Bryant, Kobe Hudson, Simeon Barrow. So again, if we're looking, we got a defensive tackle, we got an offensive lineman, tight end, corner, and we need edge. We need wide receiver, but man, I like Kobe Hudson a lot. I think the top player on my board is a running back by the name of Jaquizz Hunter. 5'9", 204, 4.44 speed, quick, just kind of does everything. Decent out of the backfield, 21 receptions. He does have a fumbling issue, but Shanahan always seems to go after those types of guys. Aaron Jones is kind of the athletic comp, do-it-all type guy. Man, I like Kobe Hudson too, though. Is there somebody jumping out to you here that, you know, I haven't mentioned and you're just like, hey, let's look at this dude?
Oh, yeah.
Jaw
Joyner's pretty good, but if we're going for another guy, okay, I've heard about this buzz about this. He should be up on the board. Wait, go down more?
Yes, sir.
No, go down.
Bryant's there. Man.
Wait. See, I've heard a lot of hype on Trevion Etienne. I heard he's a really good skill set running back. But that Kyle Williams, he's not as bad as the other Kyle Williams. He's pretty good. I've watched him. Yeah, Kyle Williams, if you want a wide receiver to develop nicely, he's not going to be like the old Kyle Williams. Like, he ain't going to wear number 10. Like, I watched him at Fresno State when he was playing, but wasn't quite his best game. But watching the rest of the games, he can be very reliable.
Dude, you know what? I didn't even see him the first time I was scrolling on Kyle Williams. I have a third round grade on Kyle Williams. Like, I just think he is so clean whenever you watch like 5 years of production. So the experience, the Niners have gone after those types of guys. 5'11", 190. He looks smaller than he actually is. Like, he's a bigger guy, but 3,600 plus yards. Hit 23.1 on a GPS tracker. Just really good at everything. Route tree's limited, but he wasn't asked to run the full route tree at Washington State. No, they still got a little bit of that air raid touching him. So, man, I'm fine going wide receiver here. We need one. You just got the report come out today from Adam Schefter saying, you know, you're not getting Brandon Ayuk back till the middle of the season, which everybody kind of thought. I like Kyle Williams, Oregon State, at pick 138. I think it's an incredible value. I have a third-round grade on him.
Yeah, so, and he's very – he can make some big plays. Even for those short passes sometimes, he can make it into a big chunk play also, and he's good on certain routes. He can separate.
There we go. So we got our wide receiver. Now we've got pick 140, 147. Still pretty much the same names on there.
Yeah, pretty much. A
lot of running backs. Billy Bowman's there.
I'm going to go with a pass rusher. I've heard a lot of buzz about that Byron kid. Tyler Byron from.
Yeah, Tyler Barron.
Tyler Barron, but John Joyner's pretty good. But I think Tyler Barron, I've heard a lot of good buzz about him.
I like it. You know, edge out of Miami, and that defensive line was a lot of fun. Really, really enjoyed. 6'5", 258. One of the bigger kind of long. He has an 80-inch wingspan, length, all that stuff, consistent, gets the job done. I like it. We needed an edge.
Yes,
I prefer to get an edge earlier, not the way the board fell for us. So we got Tyler Barron edge, and I'm sitting here at pick 147, and I'm like, dude, I can't do it anymore. I'm going to draft a running back no matter what. Jarquez Hunter is there. I almost took him at 138 before I saw Kyle Williams. I just think Jarquez Hunter is just a perfect fit. I think he fits exactly what the Niners want at running back out of Auburn. Just a freak athlete that can kind of do it all. Now we're at pick 160. Billy Bowman's still there. Quincy Riley. We got a corner. So yeah, let's look at – we don't have a linebacker.
Let's look at the linebackers. Let's see what's available at linebacker.
I wonder if your other linebacker is still there. Your OU guy. There he is. Danny Stutzman.
Dude.
Kobe King. Cody Seibin. Cody Lindenberg. Jay Higgins. Teddy Buchanan.
Okay. Those are pretty good. Okay. So I think this is a good spot at this spot of the 160. Man. I got to take my non-biased aside. I got to take my OU hat away from this situation. But – oh, man, Danny, bro, he just looks the part. He looks like he can fit the Cobble click, man. He can fit the part of, like, you know, imagine just George Kittle and those guys on the offseason. Like, Braden Willis is actually on his podcast before, so
I love make a Braden lot of Willis. Sense. But I wish he'd take some steps up, but I liked him when we got him.
Ooh, that would be a reach, huh? I don't know about that, but I would take him personally, but Kobe King has a better grade from the looks of it.
I think both are good fits for the 49ers. I do have Kobe King rated higher as well. But, yeah, I mean, you've got to get a linebacker at some point. Teddy Buchanan, I think, is a realistic possibility. I love Jay Higgins' tape, but I think he had the worst combine performance ever by a linebacker. And so you're getting, like, that old-school stud instincts, whatever, but just so slow, so small, change of direction. But, yeah, there's some good linebackers here.
Yeah, Kobe King, because Penn State's always produced good linebackers. So,
LBU.
Man, as much as I want to get the Danny Stutzman, I got to go with the Kobe King, man, because Penn State's always produced some damn good linebackers.
They sure do. And, you know, my three best things about Kobe King, run stuffing, leadership, and frame. I wish he had longer arms, but, man, he just looks so good out there. Really, really good player. So we've got three picks. We are in the seventh round. So we got three more picks. Let's see what positions we haven't addressed yet. We got DT, we got offensive line, we got a tight end, we got a corner, wide receiver, edge, halfback. We got pretty much everything. What am I missing? A safety, maybe?
Another D tackle.
Another defensive tackle. Let's see what's there. Because I think you need multiple. Okay. Yeah, we got some guys. We got Thor. Thor's sitting there. I'm a big fan of his. Howard Cross the third. So whenever you look at Thor Griffin, you're talking 6'2", 320. You know, he can play that plugger role. And, yeah, I'll take him out of Louisville. Thor. My man Ben is a big Thor Griffin guy. And I trust his judgment. Okay, we got two picks left.
So let's see. So two picks left.
And right here, man, like you get to the seventh round, it's always kind of fun.
Safety, we probably need to get. Or no, probably not. Oh, they're going to want somebody that's good special teamers at this spot. So,
very true.
Dan Jackson would probably be the safe choice. Because I've heard a lot of good tape about Dan Jackson.
You know, Georgia, they always get those athletes. 6'1", 195. Safety out of Georgia. And, you know, we like that specimen. I'll take that all day.
Yeah, we're going to take him because he has good value there.
All right, last pick of the draft, and then we'll kind of take a step back and see what everybody thinks of our mock draft. I'm just scrolling to see if I can – man, I like Rock Taylor. I took him last time. Oh, did you – what do you think of Jackson Meeks?
Ooh, the receiver from Syracuse?
Yeah.
He's pretty good, but, I mean, right. We got to have another D-tackle or maybe a – ooh, Shiloh.
Shiloh Sanders, special teams. Yeah, he's played a lot. I think
Carson
Shiloh
Vincent,
Sanders is a good fit.
Carson Vincent can be a nice guy to take on the other spots.
He has some of the longest arms in the history of the combine. Good. Why not? I like that. I like that. So you get a developmental guy that can kind of step in and – you know, we'll see. He's going to be a wait-and-see type guy. Now, we're going to break down this mock draft. I want to see what y'all's thoughts are. But if you're betting anything with March Madness or anywhere, you know where you got to go. If you're serious about sports betting, you need a sports book that actually works for you. And that's why I use MyBookie. I've been working with them for over 5 years now. And MyBookie, you're in control. Better odds, better wins, less hassle than other guys, with the biggest selection of player bets and prop bets. Early cash out options, live betting lets you jump in at any time. So if you miss it before tip-off or game time starts, guess what? You get to play your way. Whether you're locking in picks pregame, riding the action live, MyBookie makes sure you always have access to the action. It's not just sports. MyBookie hosts the party that never ends with full-fledged casino. They've got everything from blackjack, roulette, video poker, slots, you name it. So if you're new to MyBookie, sign up now with promo code 49ERS or use this QR code next to me. Get a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Remember, gambling's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's all about building up your funds over time. Don't settle for second-rate book. Bet smarter, win bigger, only at MyBookie. All right, let's run through the results, and I want everybody in the chat to let us know. Give us a grade, A, B, C, D, whatever. This is one of my favorite mock drafts I've been a part of. I want to be honest with you, CG. So we traded up and got Mason Graham. We gave up the number 8 and 140 for the number 11 and 100. I love that trade. Mason Graham.
That's an A+, yeah.
We got an A+ for PFF. I think everybody agrees with that. Donovan Jackson tackle, Mason Taylor tight end, Kobe Bryant corner, Kyle Williams wide receiver, Tyler Barron edge, Jarquez Hunter running back, Kobe King linebacker, Thor Griffin D tackle, Dan Jackson special teamer safety, and Carson Vincent our tackle, our long-term development play. What are your thoughts, CG? Do you like what we put together?
I like it, actually, because look at it this way. We get our sure starter from day one in the first round. Usually we kind of like miss a lot of those first round guys. And then in the second round, get yourself a tackle or a guard. But I think he's going to play guard from day one. Dude, Mason Taylor is like just my man crush, bro. I got to have him. I just got to have him, bro. It's just you have him and Kittle together. That's going to be scary. Kobe Bryant, to me, has the most confidence. Like, you got to have that ability to back it up. And he backs it up, and he's not afraid of tackling. That's what I like about cornerbacks like him. This Kyle Williams is not the one decades ago. This one's actually really good. He ain't going to fumble. He ain't going to wear number 10. Don't worry, Faithful. He's gonna wear a different number, but he's going to be the one Kyle Williams you guys are going to cheer on.
Seeing number 10 out there and seeing Kyle Williams, I get a little PTSD. But I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah, I love the player. The tape is so good.
Yeah. And then you get yourself an edge rusher. I know this was a little late, but, hey, Tyron Barron's got some good upside. He might just be our starter from day one. Who knows? Getting running backs is something like Kyle Shanahan gets. But
I like that
Hunter's
we waited
kind of
the
been
fifth.
Kind of been up the radars.
And so, like, whenever I look at, you know, this draft class, especially the running backs, like, I have – let me see here. I think I have 7 fifth round running backs. Like, once you get to that fourth round, fourth, fifth, sixth round, there are so many guys. I really hope Kyle doesn't panic and force a running back in the second or third round, because, man, you can get so much value from a guy like Jarquez Hunter. And at the fifth round, if he doesn't pan out, it's not the end of the world. And we traded that pick 100 to jump up to get Mason Graham. So we kind of took it out of Kyle's hands a little bit. I ain't even mad at that. Not going to lie. But shout out to Mosquito Killer. He says, I love this draft. This has been my favorite so far. And I mean, you've got starters. Mason Graham, starter. Donovan Jackson, starter. Mason Taylor will be your third tight end early. Kobe Bryant, he's going to be your third corner that comes in and nickel sets but plays outside when Demo kicks inside. Kyle Williams, experience. So if Brandon Ayuk's not back ready and Demarcus Robinson gets suspended for that DUI, I'm not sure he'll be able to start week one, but he's got as much experience as anybody in this draft class. Edge, you've got a situational pass rusher that can stop the run and kind of do everything in Tyler Barron. I love this. I think that this is a pretty dang good draft. Crazy Juice says, well, of course he ain't wearing number 10 because Mac Jones is wearing
it. True. That's true, Crazy Juice. Like, come on. Like, no, he's not wearing number 10, so he's going to wear a different number.
Dude, if you're a 49ers player and you choose to wear number 10, you are just – you did not do your homework is what I got to say. But that's okay. That's okay. Mac, hopefully you dominate and you're great. I'm skeptical to say that. Did you like the Mac Jones signing?
It kind of seemed like a surprise that we were going to get him, because I thought maybe we weren't going to go too big on getting a price backup quarterback. But this one kind of like impressed me, because – he would be more of a fit to this offense than what you thought what Trey Lance was. And I think that was the guy they wanted the whole time. So this might be like a Sam Darnold situation where he might benefit the most as a backup. And if injuries happen with Brock Purdy, you at least can get him to win you a couple games. And then when Purdy comes back, we should be back to float.
Yeah, I feel way better about Mac Jones stepping in than Brandon Allen. Yeah, I think they upgraded I think that there's two positions they upgraded this offseason, and just two. Quarterback two and tight end two. You know, they kind of punted free agency almost in general, but I think those two positions you definitely got better. Quarterback two, tight end two. Defense, I don't think you got better at any position. And so we'll see. And, yeah, I don't like Bama quarterbacks. I don't like Mac Jones. But he's a better quarterback too than what we had. So I do
like
that.
Last year, yes. Yeah, Mac Jones isn't quite the most likable person that people like. I mean, man, it's like we can come up with a soundtrack with him. Who? Mac Jones.
Like, oh, dude, don't, man. That's my 90s rap reference, dude. I'm totally in, man. So, CG, thank you so much for your time. Go ahead and plug your show. Where can people find you, follow you? Where are you most active? Let us know.
Oh, I'm definitely mostly active on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm on like CG Ruthless One, and then on TikTok, I got a lot of followers. Just check me up on CG Ruthless 1990. YouTube, CG Ruthless. If you like the non-sports stuff where it's got a lot of entertainment channel, go check out the Ruthless Aggression Sports Network. I got like a bunch of wrestlers and some actors and rappers on my show. So it's kind of like, it's a nice kind of content I enjoy doing too.
I love it, man. You are nothing but energy, I tell you that. And as somebody who's hung out with you, man, it was so fun tailgating with you last year. That was an absolute blast. Just want to say thank you for your time. Best of luck. You keep doing those interviews with those prospects, man. That is, your hustle is impressive, my friend. But that's going to do it for us here. Any final words before we take off, CG? My bad.
Oh, yeah. It's been an honor to meet you last year at the NFC Championship game. And, it's always been great to watch you from the side. You know, when I first started coming into YouTube, you were one of the very few guys that I looked up to and watched. Dude, I would always try to watch your breakdowns, and I'm like saying, man, how does this guy spend so much hours on these videos? And I'm like, damn, dude, like I gotta at least see what I can bring to the table.
Man, I appreciate the kind words and your friendship, brother. And best of success to you and to everybody else watching. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check out.
engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.